Hezbollah has opened a center specialized in compiling and archiving the personal documents and belongings of those who have died in the line of fire during the last 30 years or so. They are said to be martyred in the struggle against Israeli occupation and attacks. In the occasion of the opening of the center, head of Hezbollah's executive council, Sayyid Hashem Safiyyeddin, stated that throughout the years of fighting against Israeli occupation, there was always cultural pressure forced upon the resistance. He also added today the policies driven by the U.S. to distort the image of the resistance have failed.
The latest media leaks showing the cooperation between the March 14 figures and U.S. officials conspiring against the resistance is evidence of the extent these people would go to weaken the resistance. But it was a culture of resistance which led to our victory and the defeat of Israel.
For over 4 years, a group of volunteers have been gathering any documents or remains they were able to put together with the knowledge and approval of the family of the martyrs in an attempt to revive what is now known as the culture of resistance.
We are facing the Israeli enemy since 1948, and our society had faced till now many casualties and many hardships. And thanks to these martyrs, we have reached a stage where everybody is living free, feeling strong. And this center now is trying to commemorate the history and the spirituality of those martyrs.
Personal rifles, cell phones, college research papers, and even artworks and crafts done by the sons of the martyrs are on display.
When you get in touch with their papers, with their stuff, with their articles, with what they write, with what they said to their families, with what their families said to us about them, you know or you understand the big scene, why they sacrifice their family, their lives, and they leave their families for the big cause.
The documents were belongings of all those who were martyred during the early years of resistance after 1982 until the 2006 war. Among them is the military commander Imad Mughni, who was assassinated in Damascus in February of 2008. Hezbollah seems to be building up yet another cultural asset by shedding light over even the personal items, the small things that the martyrs left behind, could improve the morale of those resistance fighters still out there and the people who support them. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.